Hey, everybody, and welcome to Hey Man. I am Josh.
I am Jacob.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's up?
How you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm a little tired.
Me too. Me too.
You're tired from a workout. I'm tired from getting drunk last night.
Yeah.
So, you know, two different types of tired for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, for real, I'm taking a nap when I get home.
Yeah, that's some old man shit.
Is it?
Midday nap.
But I was up at 5 a.m.
Old man shit. Getting up at 5 a.m. Old man shit.
No, I'm getting up to walk the puppy at 5 a.m. That's Vegas shit.
Yeah, but it's also old man shit.
Okay.
5 a.m. is early. You get up at 5 a.m. no matter what, also if you're walking.
Yeah, dude. And at the gym at 10 a.m. So what? It's 2 right now. So I've put in a full day work already. Like, I've been up for 9 hours doing. I am fucking.
We get on a flight tonight.
Dude, I'm tired. I am.
Don't sleep. Sleepy. Don't sleep now. You're not going to be able to sleep on the flight.
That's not how it works.
Oh.
That's young man shit.
Oh.
You hit a certain age and you're like, am I laying down?
You can sleep at any point in time.
Yeah, multiple times during the day.
Interesting. Yep. Old man shit. Exactly. That's my point.
But I did a workout today that you could not do. Yo, I did a Pilates workout today.
You always say that. And I know that's you just me trying to get me to be like, oh yeah, I can definitely do it.
No, I could. This woman, first of all, she's the best trainer I've ever had in my life. How many trainers have I had in my life? A gazillion. I've been a gym rat. This woman, Delphine.
It's a great name, by the way.
I think she's French. And she is and by the way, not just Pilates trainer, but she's had me out just with the general pop in the gym. Yo, I've never worked out with anybody like her. One thing I like about her is she's a psycho.
She seems like it.
She's psycho. She's psycho with me because she knows I like it. So, like, you know, when I'm struggling, she laughs at me. Or if I make a weird noise, she'll say, and I'm going to do a French accent, right? Why are you making that weird noise?
You sound Russian.
Is that Russian?
It sounds Russian.
Oh, let me try it again in French. Let me do a lead in first. Hey, ooh, woo, woo. That's not it.
What are you, Joey from Friends again?
Yeah, I felt like Yogi Bear. Hold on.
Hey, boo, boo.
I'm leaning in. I am the French. Okay.
Not bad.
Okay. I am the, what did I say? Why you make the funny noise? That's German.
Yeah. you're getting closer.
Oh. Pepe Le Pew. Why you make the funny noise?
Better?
Yeah, it's better than where we started.
Where you started for sure.
But yo, I will do this. How about this? I'll pay for one workout. You come with me and we do the session and we film it.
You don't think I can do it?
And we film it.
But you don't think I can do it?
I
by the way, what's not think I can do it? Like taps out and won't finish the workout? Or
yeah, but that doesn't look, man. Because you'll have to stop mid a bunch of exercise. So you'll finish the workout, but you're not. We did something today. Zero chance you could do.
That is bullshit.
Okay.
100%.
Are you in for the one workout we film it?
I know she's a psycho. You know why? Because every time I go to the gym with you, or like when we were visiting, I would just go play basketball. And every time I'd walk by, she was like a used car salesman. And she was just following me up and down where she was training people. Like, why don't you just come work out with me? It's not that big a problem. Yeah. What's the deal? And I'm like, if my dad likes you as a trainer, it means I'm going to hate you.
Yeah. Because I like psychos. That's what I want. I want somebody who's just like, why are you doing that to that person?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, if I'm not engaging my core, she'll slap my stomach.
Big belly.
Yeah, she'll go, engage your belly.
It's amazing. She's like an MI6 fucking trainer. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you, the best.
I was wondering when you were going to notice that again.
The best trainer I've ever had. And you know, I like, because I like to work. If I'm in there and I'm paying you, I don't need to. And she's funny. Like, across the board, good stuff. Mm. But yeah, I'm tired.
You seem tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, listen, before we get going, New Jersey this weekend, guys. New Brunswick. Super excited. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend a day and we're going to go see my buddy Joey Diaz.
Woo! Can't wait. I haven't seen Joe Diaz since pre-pandemic.
Really?
2019. It was that Spade show when he was on the panel.
Oh, no shit.
It was the last time I saw him. And I remember telling my boss, Colleen, I was like, hey, I'm going to need like 30 minutes. She goes, why? I go, I got to go sit and talk to Joe Diaz. I haven't seen him in like a decade.
Yeah.
And so Joe and I go a long time without seeing each other.
Yeah.
I remember one time where I was just shooting hoops at our old childhood house, the house on Matilaha.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you just pulled up and like you were getting dropped off, and then Joe Diaz got out of the car, and I was like, what is he doing here? And he was like, oh, I just ran into him outside. So he drove me home. I was like, what were you doing outside? I don't remember why you didn't have a car or why he dropped you off, but he just kind of showed up at the house.
Yeah, yeah, happened.
But I go years without seeing Joe Diaz. So I'm excited to see Coco.
He also promised us the best Reuben sandwich we've ever had.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, Joe Diaz says it's the best Reuben I've ever had. It's going to be the best Reuben I've ever had.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Can't wait.
It's pretty great, pretty great.
I'm pretty excited.
But so New Jersey and New Brunswick this weekend at the Stress Factory, mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Remember, Friday night late show is the mushroom show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to step up my dose this week, see what happens. The week after that, guys, is Pittsburgh on Wednesday. We just added a late show. We sold out the early show at the theater.
Pittsburgh Wednesday.
Pittsburgh Thursday. I'm sorry.
Erie.
So Pittsburgh Thursday, we added a late show. And then Erie, Pennsylvania, Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. I will tell you something right now, dude. Let me tell you something about Erie. Okay. The last time. And then Nashville for Bonanza Extravaganza on that Sunday night.
Extravaganza.
The lineup is fucking ridiculous. If you're anywhere near there, this show can't be missed. Can I tell you about Erie?
I've never been to Erie. So okay. I'm excited.
Now, the last time I was Erie, and it was a while ago. The last time I was in Erie, dude, you know how many shows? I can't even think about how many shows I've done in my life.
I can't calculate that. I
can't even imagine. But let me tell you something. Erie, Pennsylvania is the only place I've ever performed in my life where on stage I've thought, these people drink a lot.
That's the place?
Yo, dude.
Wait, hold on. We've been to a lot of places. I think that Nashville. Nope. I think that when we're in Florida. Nope. You're telling me Erie, Pennsylvania.
Only place where I've noticed from the stage. I was like, these people fucking drink.
Jesus.
Drink. Yeah, dude. It was like, I'm excited to go back and see if they're still putting them down the way they were before.
Erie, you heard it here. You better be putting them down.
Yeah, dude. Unbelievable. But anyways, besides that, comedianjoshwolf.com for tour dates. All the UK and European tours are up, everybody. So if you're wondering when they are, go to comedianjoshwolf.com for tour dates. And one last huge thank you to all the new listeners and the old listeners. I have to say from the bottom of my heart, truly grateful for all of you.
Absolutely.
And truly, truly grateful for all of you and everything that your support and allows me to do during in my life. So thank you all so much. And with that, listen, dude, are you going to see Barbie?
I think we're going to wait till it comes out at home so we can see it. But yeah. I will say, I do really want to get dressed up in all pink and go see Barbie.
Yeah, I will.
I'm thinking about it, but also I'm trying to convince Amon to go do it with me. But I want to get all dressed up in pink and go see Barbie and then take a 2-hour break, go home, change to everything in all black, and then go see Oppenheimer.
Wow. Why do you have to wear all black for Oppenheimer?
It's a movie about how the atomic bomb was made. I feel like that kind of fits the bill.
Yeah,
and the movie looks like it's shot very dark. Not a lot of lighting, except for when the bomb goes off. And that in that general aesthetic seems all black.
Which one are you more excited to see?
Probably Barbie. And if all honesty, I'm saying I'll go do Barbenheimer like everyone's doing. I probably won't go see Oppenheimer because, truthfully, could give two shits.
Really? Historically, you're not interested at all?
There's just been so, like, oh, it's another historic movie about something that happened in World War II.
What does that mean? Every movie in World War II is a historic movie.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, oh, it's another movie about something that happened in World War II. I don't know. I just feel like I'm kind of over the war movies. The last really one that I really liked was Dunkirk.
Is this a war movie?
It's about them making the atomic bomb. It's about something related to war.
Yeah, but it's not a war movie. Dude, this is arguably top three most important thing that ever happened.
100%.
Ever happened.
No, I understand that. Had this not happened, we wouldn't be living in the society that we live in today.
Are you familiar with, like, how it went down? Or let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a different question.
Okay. Can I ask a clarifier on that question you're going to scrap anyways?
Yes.
Do I know how what went down?
How they went about deciding to make it, how long it took to make, what else was happening in the world, why it was so important to make at that time.
Because it wasn't right after the Japanese just attacked Pearl Harbor.
All right. So listen, it's important to know your history.
That is true.
Okay. It's important to know your history. But let me ask you another question. Are you, and you can be completely honest, obviously, are you not interested in history?
I used to be a big history guy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm interested in it, but again, like, I just feel like I don't need to go see another movie about about something that happened in World War II.
Totally.
And I know, okay.
Can I tell you, I was way more interested to see Oppenheimer than Barbie until I started seeing all these news stories or things on social media about people being upset, and mostly on the conservative right, upset about that they feel like the Barbie is anti-man, or makes men seem stupid. And I'm going to say this sight unseen. And I've never seen the movie. And I think you know me. I don't give opinions on things unless I've seen it, looked at it, and feel like that I am in a position to give an opinion.
Right.
This is going to be the exception.
Okay.
If you are triggered in a man and you are triggered by the Barbie movie, you are the biggest fucking pussy on this planet.
You might be right.
Yo, dude, you are a snowflake that melts before it hits the ground. If you are a dude and you walk out of there feeling with your feelings hurt out of the fucking Barbie movie, you are the giganticest, pussiest person. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Neither one were words.
Yeah.
and I haven't even seen the movie. And I'm not saying there aren't things in movies or tea or whatever that are maybe anti-guy. Although I feel like people's art.
So like it's not anti-guy, I'm more just like pro-woman. Like, I don't know, which is fine.
I haven't seen the movie. So I don't know what it is. But I would say this also. If you people are going in and leaving Barbie disappointed, right? Not outside of the man stuff.
Right.
Some people are like, well, the story. If you went to Barbie for the fucking story, you're as dumb as the person who got their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Guys,
it's a made-up world.
You're going into Barbie to watch Ryan Gosling and to watch
Margot Robbie.
They are incredibly beautiful people and incredibly talented actors. You're going to Barbie to turn your brain off and have some silly fun, period, end of story. That's like when people say to me, yeah, man, I didn't really like the story in Transformers. You went to the wrong fucking movie.
Yeah.
You went to the wrong movie.
It's about a movie. It's a movie about some alien robots.
It's turn your brain off.
To save the planet.
Dude, turn your brain off, fun. That's it. But this Barbie thing, man, everything has to be political now. Just because you didn't like your feelings, everything has to be political. You fucks. Can't you all just let us get dressed up in pink pants and a pink shirt, smoke a little weed and have a good time? You gonna be out there with your fucking feelings?
True.
Eat my dick. And listen, man, I usually try to keep this shit to myself.
Yeah.
But we are at a tipping point where everything they're making you, and when I say they, I say both sides, they're making you pick sides on everything you do.
100%.
And it's so fucking dumb because I can't believe the majority of us live in the middle somewhere, but we are driven by these two fuck a wad of a side of extremes who are the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to take our fucking voices back. This Barbie shit is the dumbest fucking thing. I'm sorry. I had to get out. And I haven't even seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think you're the dumbest fucking person I've ever met. Not you, but.
Yeah, you better not be talking about me.
All right. Sorry about that.
You all right?
Yeah, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
Nah,
it seems like you did.
Nah, I mean, here's the deal. Like, I honestly know that I'm going to feel the same way when I walk out of there. I know what I'm going to think is, What is the problem?
Yeah, what is there to get upset about?
And by the way, it's
a completely made up world based on a fucking plastic doll.
And by the way, people have been making fun of Ken forever.
Yeah.
Where were you when they were talking about his no dick?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
Ken is the joke.
That's the whole point.
There have been Ken jokes coming around forever. Yeah. And by the way, man, how can you not enjoy a movie that has Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie in it?
It seems like something that would be enjoyable. Like Aman was telling me that a lot of people online are saying that it is actually more of an emotional movie. Like it's not
great,
which is awesome. And
yeah, the director, she's a genius director.
100%.
Yeah.
So that's why I think we haven't seen it yet. Cause I still have no idea, but I'm still trying to convince her. Cause I want to go see it. I want to get dressed. I also just want to get dressed up in all pink.
I'll go pinksies with you.
You don't own that much pink. You don't even own pink pants. I do.
How do you know I don't own pink pants?
Because I know for a fact you don't. You own white pants that are too tight, and that's about it.
I own red pants.
That are also way too tight.
Those aren't too tight.
Are those not the ones from that picture from Kentucky?
No.
Thank God.
I own pink and black pants with my pink and black blazer.
Doesn't count. Pink pants. I have all pink shorts. So
I can go get some pink pants.
I have two pairs of pink shorts. I have one that is like really short shorts if you don't wear them.
Not only am I going to wear pink pants, I'm going to buy them extra tight because I know what you like. When I wear a tight pant, tight.
Yeah, we'll see how mom likes it when you wear those tight pants in public again.
Yeah. But I go pink pants and I get a pink shirt.
I got pink socks, pink shoes, pink shorts, pink shirt.
Your mom will go, and then we'll talk him on it to go, maybe.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dude, you know, and here's the thing, like in general, I don't like to react to other people's art like that because people get to express themselves the way they want.
Art's all perspective.
Listen, dude, it's not, and every piece of art is not for everybody.
100%. But can I be honest with you? Like, I'm one of those guys that I just think just doesn't get art. So probably about a year ago, my girlfriend and I, my mom.
You're talking about art on the wall art.
Art, yeah. Like art, like in a museum kind of art, right? So we went to the Broad, which is a museum in LA in downtown the Arts District, right? We were mainly going there for a Takashi Murakami exhibit. And Takashi Murakami is like if I had to pick an artist, my favorite artist.
Okay.
He's very modern. He does all these crazy, like, you know those socks I have with the colorful flower on them?
Yeah.
That's Murakami.
Okay.
And so that's like his signature thing. He had an exhibit at the Broad and it was fucking astounding. It was so beautiful. Like for me, I'm like, yo, this is art. And then we went and walked around the rest of it. And there was just, okay, whoever's watching can see this black piece of foam behind me. It was a canvas like that with paint just in different textures and different brush strokes, but not a single image, just different variations
like
of
Pollock,
like
a Pollock.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What, like, people are like, oh, it really makes you think. Yeah, it makes me think about what the fuck I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Think about nothing. Like, it looks like I'm just staring at a blank canvas of color. What am I supposed to be getting out of it? Like, I this is no bash on art. I think if you're an artist and you're a painter, you are so much more talented than I am because if I could paint, I would.
Yeah.
But I can't, right? I can't draw either. Like, anything of that artistic ability is just not in my body.
Yeah.
It's not in our body. We just don't have it.
Listen,
and I'm putting you in that because
I feel the same way.
I definitely got it from you.
I feel the same way.
I just like, I and somebody helped me out. Like my girlfriend Iman is so artistic. She can draw. She can paint. She can make rugs. She can design shit. Like she can fucking do anything, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to a museum. She's like, oh, I love this one. I love this one. Oh, I love the textures on that. And I'm like, the fuck am I looking at?
Yeah.
Like, somebody help me.
I'm with you.
I just don't get, like, what am I supposed to feel off of something that has a little ridge in it because you put more paint there than there and that's gray and that's white.
Dude, I'm with you. Like,
help me.
Honestly,
I don't know.
But honestly,
that's my rant for the show, for the podcast. It's like, what? Why?
I'm with you, dude. And honestly, like, if you put up, this is so bizarre, Jackson Pollock, you know who he does? He does the split.
Yep.
And Bob Ross. You know?
Uh-huh.
Which one do I think I had a better chance of doing? The Pollock.
The Pollock.
You telling me I could just throw some paint
at a canvas?
Fuck yeah. I've always thought the same thing. And Bob Ross, I'm like, I couldn't make a tree look like a tree.
Well, but Bob Ross also instructs you the entire time. But
any kind of, any of those paintings that you see that are whatever, quote unquote, lifelike, those are not valued as much. But there's some paintings, like abstract paintings, like Picasso's. I'm like, you telling me I couldn't do that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you gave me 100 tries,
I could make something that looked kind of like that. 100%.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, the work I did like there, like, we did see a couple Warhols, and I like his stuff because his stuff is colorful and attracts the eye. Like, it's just more fun to look at. Murakami was there, an artist named Basquiat, which is like
amazing.
So I really like their stuff. But everything else, I was like one of them was like big, like it was a really big chair, and then you would stand next to it and goes, makes you feel small, doesn't it? Yeah, because nobody's this fucking big. Like, it's just the sculpture. What am I supposed to be thinking about? Like, fucking Jack the Beanstalk, the giant that's gonna come down and sit in this chair and read me a story? Like,
dude,
what happens in this museum?
When we go to Dublin, we're going to the Leprechaun Museum.
You see, that is more of a museum for me. Like, I understand that because that is in, like, it's going to be more like information, like, you know, like, it's going to give you more information on what the lore is behind it, though, because it has a background.
Yeah, but museum implies facts.
No, museum.
A museum doesn't imply facts and real.
Right, but okay, but for this. That's fair, but that's what I'm saying. Like, museum for the Leprechaun is like, these are the
facts. Wait to see the giant chair, though.
These are the facts, right, that are about the Leprechaun lore. So technically that's right, I guess.
Can I tell you, so when you go in the Leprechaun Museum, there's like a hallway that has that like spinny.
Is it a big chair or a really tiny chair?
Okay, it has a hallway that has like a spinny, right?
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel like you're going into another dimension. Yeah. And then you walk out and you're in a two rooms with giant furniture so you can feel what it's like to be a leprechaun. So you need help getting up on the chair and shit. It's a fuck. I haven't showed you those pictures.
No.
The Leprechaun Museum, I'm going to tell you something else.
That's ridiculous.
If you ever wondered to what happened to the person who was really into musical theater in your high school, I'll tell you what they're doing.
Looking at the Leprechaun Museum?
Yeah, they're doing tours of the Leprechaun Museum.
Hilarious.
They are in character 1,000%, dude.
Can't wait. I'm just telling you right now, should come up with some questions to try and throw them off character and see if like we can ask.
No,
like fuck with them with like ridiculous questions, but like ask questions about a leprechaun. Like
I'm telling you, they're in. There's no question that they, I'm sure, haven't been asked. But I'll tell you something else. Some of the stories about leprechauns are creepy as fuck.
Well, yeah. You ever seen the movie Leprechaun? It's not supposed to be like a fun movie.
Yeah.
Although that movie did make me laugh.
Jennifer Aniston was
who's getting fucking hunted down by a leprechaun?
Dude, if you get killed by a leprechaun,
you're going to have to just sign off on going to hell because you're getting made fun of everywhere you go for that.
Without a doubt. Now listen.
Afterlife, you're getting made fun of for the rest of eternity.
I've sifted through some emails we were being sent. Ooh. By the way, hey man with 3 A's, heymanpod@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Heymanpod@gmail.com. If you want to send us any questions, you can. Okay, here we go. And I won't read your first and last names, just your...
See, you said that when we did this last time, and you read first and last name for the first 6 out of 8 people.
Yeah, this is bad something. And he asked, he or she asked a bunch of different questions.
So we're just going to answer all of them?
We're going to just answer the one that we haven't answered already. Because some of the questions are, did Jacob ever fix the Xbox? Yes.
Get Jacob to
reveal some crazy shit he did that I didn't know about. We talk about that all the time.
I did that this past weekend, I think.
Yep. But how about this? Are there any conspiracy theories that you believe or that you are more... inclined to believe?
I don't know if I'm more conspiracy theories, but like I'm more in the beliefs that there are lots of creatures on this planet that people would consider mythical to still live today, because 93% of the world's oceans have never been explored.
Yeah.
So I would like to think that there are still things in the ocean, in the parts of the oceans we have discovered, that have been here longer than we have.
I think there's no doubt about
Is that
kind
of a conspiracy theory?
No, but I'll take that.
So for me, like...
I'll give you an example of what I conspiracy.
Like for me, Megalodon, 100%.
Okay.
100%, I'm in for that. Mermaids, I'm in for too.
Okay.
I don't think that's conspiracy theory, though.
But that's like lore, but that's cool.
Conspiracy theory, that. I think, would be like inside jobs or...
Here's what mine is. I don't think there's any way that JFK was killed the way they've been trying to tell us he was killed. I mean, he was definitely killed by a gun and all that shit. But there's no way that dude did all of that. 0% chance that the government or some higher ups weren't involved in this dude. That's my...
In the assassination of JFK?
100%.
Whoa.
That would be mine. That would be mine.
I will say the other one that people say nowadays that makes me think, but also like obviously I don't think it's true, is that the humans and the pharaohs didn't actually have the slaves build the pyramids, that it was actually aliens and it was a sign.
Look, man, the more I've researched into the pyramids, the tougher it is for me to believe that people did that.
It's, and look, we're Jewish. We're not taking anything from that, but that is so hard to think that people were able to carry those size rocks.
Yeah, but dude,
just forget lever system.
Forget all that. The precision with which those are made.
Yeah.
Without like the tools.
Did you also see in the Himalayan mountains that there was a pyramid like?
That was up in the Himalayans.
It was in the
Arctic.
Oh yeah, in Antarctica. Did you see that? There was a pyramid like structure found in the Arctic below a mountain.
It turns out it was a mountain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
I would have liked that.
Maybe you and I will dive into conspiracy theories at some point in time later in one of these pods.
Yeah, I'm more into lore than I am conspiracy theories. Like, one thing I also believe in that a lot of people, like a lot of TikToks are made about, like, you know what a skinwalker is? Okay, so a skinwalker is essentially like if you're ever out alone in the forest and you're doing something and you hear somebody or something.
Can I stop right there?
Yes.
What would I be doing?
Hunting.
Okay.
Camping.
Okay.
Going on a hike.
Yep.
Fucking any of those things.
Okay. Yep.
So a lot of things.
Yep.
If you ever hear, like, there's been a lot of accounts of people when they're in the forest or even with groups of people, but in the forest and you hear somebody crying out for help.
Yeah.
And if you call back and you're like, hey, where are you? And all they say is one word. It's just help, help. It's something called a skinwalker, because a skinwalker is something that has pretty much is almost able to shapeshift / imitate a human or another animal or something else of that nature. Like, it's essentially just a shapeshifter. And they live in the forest or in the wild. And what they do is they'll imitate a human that's in trouble and get another person to go and help them or look for that person, and then they'll just attack them.
And do what to them?
Kill them.
And they become them?
I bet you that's part of it.
Okay.
But so they also, yeah. So I think
another reason not to go into the forest.
Skinwalkers. So I believe in that kind of shit.
Okay. You like the mythical shit.
Yeah.
I'm on board for that.
I'm in for mythical shit.
Okay.
I'm in for that.
All right.
Email Bermuda Triangle, Loch Ness Monster, fucking Bigfoot. I'm in for all that shit.
Email number two. From Barry. Hey, big fan. Love listening to y'all shoot the shit and make each other laugh. Listening to y'all's podcast helps pass the time while I'm busting ass at work. My question. I know Josh has a funny story he tells on stage about a stripper. Does Jacob have a stripper story?
You want to know what my stripper story is? I've never been to a strip club.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that. I will tell you, what a different, like, I could not wait.
Yeah, you didn't have free porn on the internet.
That's right. That's right. I think that's the difference, right?
This is my strip club. This is my stance on strip clubs. Look, if you're dancing at a club, girl, make your money. I think there's a specific demographic of people that will never leave going to a strip club.
Yeah.
And I think that's power for the women in there, because you know, they're making the men just drop their hard-earned money on the floor.
Yeah.
For as a guy, though, that's exactly what I see it as, though. I'm dropping money on the floor and walking out with nothing. Like, it, honestly, if I was going to waste money like that, I'm going to a casino. The fuck you mean?
Yeah.
I just lost $300 yesterday at the casino in 40 minutes. It was the fastest.
That's how it happens at the strip club too.
But that's what I'm saying. I had more fun spinning the slot machine than I would sitting in a strip club.
Yeah.
I just think it's a waste of money.
Can I tell
you? That's just my personal opinion. So I just don't.
It was such a... Yeah. again, the lore behind it. And I was never a dude who was be like, I'm going to go by myself and sit in the front row.
No.
But to go with a bunch of friends and get fucked up, it felt like a party. Can I tell you the funniest?
We do that at home.
Can I tell you the funniest thing? Do you know there was a strip club near your preschool?
I don't even know where I like this is going.
Okay, there was a strip club near your preschool. And sometimes there were some of us who would show up early. And like, if you showed up early, you just wait.
The dads would walk into the strip club
we'd
have a beer and hang out until their kids got out of school?
Yeah, we'd meet at Seventh Vale. And which was on Sunset.
That's what was called a Seventh Vale?
Seventh Vale was the strip club. It was on Sunset, right? Across from Rock and Roll Ralph's, basically. And
in a neighborhood.
So we would go down from Temple Israel, which is where you went to preschool.
What'd you call it, though?
The Jew school.
Yep.
And so we'd leave the Jew school, and we would... I remember, like, I was showing up, and some dude was leaving. He was like, you coming? I go, well, where are we going? He was like, a bunch of us, if we show up early, we head down to Seventh Vale and hang out for a little bit. And I was like, yeah, I'll go down there with you guys. So one day...
What kind of was it? Like a Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. And, you know, your school got out at 12:30. So we were there at like 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they thought you guys were fucking degenerate. Right.
No, we were probably there around noon. And
11:30 noon, doesn't make it any better.
Felt better.
No,
felt better.
It doesn't feel it. Why? Because it's AM to PM?
AM, PM.
Yep. Nope. I'm going to go 11:30 AM for the story.
So one day we're there and a woman comes out and they're like, put your hands together for Cinnamon, everybody. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
And she turns a corner. And as she turns the corner, we see her turn around and do this. No, 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 baby. Mommy has to work for a little while. So she had to bring her kid to work, but the kid almost followed her out on stage. We all gave her money. We were like, we should give this woman.
Yeah.
So she can afford a babysitter tomorrow.
Or afford to put her kid in the school next door.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It was, but anyways.
Yeah, that's about right.
Good stuff.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah, no story for me.
All right, this is from Kevin.
Probably won't ever be a story for me, honestly.
Kevin. Kevin wants to know, Jacob, what's the one thing as a parent your dad did or does that you want to do as a parent? And what's one thing he did or does that you definitely won't do as a parent?
I think the open relationship and what we have and how I know I can talk to him legit about anything is very important. So I definitely want to have that kind of relationship with my kid, but that starts with boundaries. So I think the boundaries you had growing up with that line between being a friend and a father was very important.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something I'll definitely try to mirror when I have kids. One thing you did or do.
Yeah. You're not going to hurt my feelings, by the
that,
way.
Oh, I would let my kids have some sugar cereal and shit in the house so that they don't go crazy right when they leave the house and decide to just shove it all in their face all at once.
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, oh yeah, we'll do like a 12 pack of soda a month or like a sugar cereal for the month or something like that. And once it runs out, when the month comes back, we can go back and get another one. And not like having it always stocked in the fridge like I do now, but I'm a grown up so I can. But, you know, like having a little bit of something in the house, not expired candy, not black licorice, like, you know, given some extracurricular things that they can eat.
Okay.
Or drink or whatever.
Okay. You know, what's funny is that.
Oh, and also I'm not going to have an alarm on the house and on my kids' windows. Or
yes, you will.
We'll see.
Why, you want them to sneak out?
Look, if I'm still doing comedy, I'm going to need material about how they try to sneak in and we're too drunk and fail through the window.
Hilarious that you're thinking that
you missed a lot of opportunities with me about possibly me coming home and you sitting on the couch and turning on a light and going, I've been waiting for you.
But you know what? That means I'd have to stay up.
Yeah.
I was staying up later back then.
I figured out ways to sneak out.
You what?
Yeah, I figured out ways to sneak out.
How?
Okay, so you did put a sensor for the alarm on my window in my bedroom. So every time I opened it, it would go bedroom window.
Yeah.
Which is fucking Gladys was so annoying. We named our system Gladys.
Yeah.
But if my window was open and you turned the alarm on, and I didn't move my window, my window could stay open. And so I just had a screen, and I would leave my window all the way open, and then I would let you guys turn off the alarm. I would remember how I lost my screen eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kicked out my screen too many times. I kicked a hole in it.
Why were you kicking it out? Why weren't you just lifting it and bringing it inside?
I was a dumb kid and I thought it was funnier that way. And then also one time I came back kind of high and I tried to kick it in and I was like, oh, that's not how that works. So I kicked a hole through it. And that's when I stopped sneaking out because I didn't have a screen door anymore.
You didn't just want to use your hands?
Yeah. Nah, I was like fucking Tom Cruise. I was like, psh.
I love that.
Yeah. So I used to sneak out a little bit like that. And then also sometimes I'd just go stay at my friend's house and then we would sneak out of his house. Because that one was easier because his parents didn't have an alarm on any door.
You know, we had a screen door here at the house and Big Booty Judy
kept ran through it
multiple times. So we just took it out.
Yeah, I got to get rid of it.
By the way, Big Booty Judy is Indiana Jones.
It's his dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Iman gave him the name Big Booty Judy probably around almost 2 years ago. Yeah. And we don't call him pretty much anything else.
I love those answers.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Are you going to want to like coach teams and all that stuff? Look at that.
Definitely.
How gray my hair is.
I definitely want to coach teams.
Yeah?
Yeah. If we ever have any time, we should try to coach a little league team out here.
Yeah, it's so fucking hot.
Yeah, we also just don't have any time because we're gone every weekend when the games would
Yeah.
So the kids would practice for 3 days during the week and then show up Saturday for a game with no coach.
Were you looking back with your sports, do you wish I had pushed you less or more or whatever?
No, I think I was pushed just the right amount because I was pushed to a point to where I wanted to play the sport so bad. But then when I was denied that, like for baseball, and I found a love for something else that kept me out of that dark place.
Yeah.
You were like, yeah, just do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Because there was also a good chance that I had worked out all year again for baseball, gotten to the same spot next season and not made the team for the same reasons.
Yeah.
So like I could have gone through that heartbreak twice because I remember not making that baseball team my freshman year and going, and people are like, you're going to try.
That was brutal for you, dude.
Brutal.
Yeah. That was really a tough time for you. And
because there were four kids on that team that shouldn't have been on that team, but were on that team for political reasons because their parents donated more money to the school than we did.
Well, we didn't donate any money.
That's what I mean.
But I never understood why if I was paying tuition, I then had to donate more money.
No. By the way,
it didn't make any sense.
With you, I'm glad you guys didn't donate. What's the fucking point? That school already made 15 grand off of every kid that went to the school a year. They had enough fucking money.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, it's interesting.
You should see their new parking structure, the baseball field,
really?
The gym. Oh my. Dude, they built a 4-story parking garage.
Where?
Behind the baseball field.
Behind the baseball field where the football field is?
No, other side, near where the street side is.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah. It's massive.
Is that for just students' cars? Yeah. Holy shit.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Did you ever get high at school there?
No. Oh, God, no. No. I never did. Because...
Did some people?
Oh, yeah. And especially as it got like later on, like... As I progressed in high school, my senior year, like if I was still there my senior year, I for sure would have found either, you know, found kids doing it, or I probably would have done it because that school drove me insane.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah.
You know, what a very interesting time for your mom and I as parents, knowing that you were going through some difficulty, not only with your confidence about sports, mm-hmm. which is the first time that your confidence had kind of been shook with sports.
It's because I was usually the best player where I went.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by the time I got there, it was all of the other best players. And yeah, I was like, oh, right. I may not be the best player anymore.
That is what happens every time you move up a level.
Yeah, you move up a level.
So not only were you struggling with your sports, you had started to struggle socially a little bit. And you had started to get bullied. And it was such a difficult time for your mom and I to navigate. You know, I was like, we can't go into school and say anything because that's going to make it worse for him. If a teacher comes to some people and it was like, be nice to Jacob, it's going to be the worst fucking year of his life.
100%.
I remember going into Chelsea Lately one day, dude. and you had just had just the roughest morning.
Yeah.
And I went in and...
Was it the morning that somebody had stuck a maxi pad on my backpack?
And I went in and I had talked to you and I was in Sarah Colonna's office and I just started to cry because I was like, I can't help him. Like, he has to do this himself.
Mm-hmm.
He has to figure out a way to be okay.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the big problems that I think one of the big problems with parenting right now is that people solve all of their kids' problems for them.
Yeah.
And so you're sending people out in the world who don't know how to problem solve.
You're giving them no survival instincts.
Right, right, right.
Like they don't know if they're giving a sink or swim situation, they're going to sink because they don't know how to swim.
Right. But it's a touchy spot because some bullying
needs extra work.
Needs somebody to step in.
100%.
And so like
it's a weird line.
It was a really delicate. But I both your mom and I trusted you enough and who you are as a person that we were both like, he just needs needs a fresh start.
However, I will say bullying and this type of bullying nowadays could be helped and stopped not by teachers, not by parents, but by students.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say this directly into the fucking camera coming from someone who was bullied from age 9 to 18. Okay. I was bullied all my entire...
What were you generally bullied about?
Middle school was my hair. Because I grew it out for the very first time and I looked like a girl.
Yeah.
Because I was too skinny. But
you also were doing it for locks for love, dude.
Yeah. But still, people were like, you look like a girl. And as a young kid, that's still hard.
Can I just tell you something? How much I knew how much you were getting bullied for that and how much respect your mom and I had for your fucking intestinal fortitude, where I knew you were getting an ear beating every fucking day you went.
Every day.
But you were growing your hair out in honor of Beth's mom, mm-hmm. your grandma who had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, dude, it spoke volumes about who you are as a person.
And it's funny, after I got my hair cut, I remember going to baseball practice and I was on a team with, there were two kids couple kids I strongly disliked.
Yeah.
But also like in that league, there were a lot of other kids different teams.
Yeah, I remember.
And I remember getting into high school and one of those kids was, we had talked about it and that dude and that group of kids always was like, tried to pick on me and then act like we were cool, but it was never really like anything. We were always just kind of like, I'm not even gonna say frenemies. I'm calling enemies.
Yeah.
But I remember them coming up to me and they were like, yeah, but it was, you know, we're making fun of you just like we made fun of you with your long hair. I go, yeah, but you made fun of me when I had my long hair, but never asked why I had long hair and why I didn't cut it. And they go, yeah, but they're like, yeah, so I go, yeah, did you know I was donating it to cancer patients? They're like, no, I didn't know that. I go, yeah, y'all never bothered to ask, but just assumed that I like keeping my hair long so I can take shit from you guys for the rest of the school year. Like, I never understood that. But like this, back to what I was saying. Look, if you are somebody at a school, okay, if you're a student, right, and you see another kid being picked on by somebody you know or you know that kid, it will not stop unless we start standing up for those who can't stand up for themselves. Please, coming from a kid who got, I'm so glad it wasn't physical because I was never big enough to stand up for myself.
I would have stepped in.
I understand that. And I think I would have had friends that stepped up had it gotten physical. But shit like that will not stop unless people or peers of the same group of age start to stand up for the underdog, stand up for that kid who can't say anything or defend himself. It will go not only lengths for everybody, not only for that kid who you are standing up for, but it'll go lengths for the rest of the kids in this country and this world who struggle from just getting thrown in trash cans, stuffed in lockers, picked on, shit.
That would happen to you.
No. I'm not saying it was, but it is happening to so many kids.
Can I tell you, and let me ask you, like, what was it? I don't think I've ever asked you this before. What was it that people about you or whatever, that people like when they were picking on you or whatever, what was it?
I think it was more also because I was sensitive. Like I remember one thing.
It's 100%.
I think one more thing my freshman year, like I tried out for basketball knowing damn well I told you, I was like, yo, I'm gonna try out for the basketball team. If I'm spot number 12, fuck it. I'm spot number 12. Like maybe I'll get in on the good side with some of these fucking dudes. And I remember not making the first cut. And I was like, that's not right. Mm-hmm. Like, I know for sure I am not on this team, but I know for damn sure that I'm making first cuts. And I started to walk out and I was like, all right, cool. Like, that's all good. I'll get to sleep and we'll figure it out. And then the coach would call me back and say, hey, wait, didn't I call your name? I go, no, coach. He goes, what's your name? And I told him my name. He goes, oh, you're for sure supposed to be on second list. So you made first cut. We'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, all right, cool, facts. I get into the locker room. There's another kid who's my grade, but he's 6'5". And so he played summer ball and he'd been playing ball his life. So he was automatically on the freshman team, didn't have to try out, and then was like teetering a little bit with varsity, right? And he had a locker right next to me. And he came up to me and he goes, I saw you bitch over there to coach that you didn't make first cuts. So you cried and he gave you cuts to make the first cut. And I go, yeah, you fucking wish I cried over there, bro. I go, no, I walked away. Coach called me back. And so he would say that and then call me like a bitch and say that I was crying to coach. And then he would legit like call other people over to call me a bitch in a group. And it was like, I never understood why. So for that, and trust me, I his name is on my list. I got a lot of names on my list.
Can I tell you?
His name is fucking top four.
There's
100%.
There's no doubt that, and I would say this to your mom, because she was like, what is it? What can we do? And I was like, here's the positive and the negative about, not negative, but here's the positive about Jago Wolf, but that is going to make him a target. He's a sensitive kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sensitive kid who does not, whenever there was like people making fun of each other, you were like, I don't like that. That was not your mm-hmm. way of communicating, and it's a very teenage boy way to yeah. communicate with each other, right? Yeah. Kind of meatheady, especially you lean towards athletics. So there was a lot. It's kind of meatheady
yeah.
for dudes to be making, 100%. Right? And the person that gets picked on is the person that reacts or the disease, right?
And I was, I definitely gave a reaction, 100%.
Yeah. And so like, I would tell your mom, I was like, this is going to be a tough time for him, but your sensitivity will serve you well in life.
100%.
You know?
But being in high school, I was able to obtain that gauge of when to be sensitive, when to not be sensitive, and when to, you know, how to turn it on and off almost. But I will say also, like, well, I mean, I did get physically targeted in football.
Yes.
By that one kid.
Yes.
Because I didn't call on him when he raised his hand in English class. A fucking pussy. That kid. Fucking. I mean, he's a Marine now, though. That makes sense. All that mental yeah. shit, that's exactly where the fuck he should be, dog. That makes sense to me. But yeah, I got targeted on the football field by my own teammates, by more than one teammate.
Yeah.
But, you know, I will say, thinking about that football team and just thinking back a couple weeks ago, a kid from Notre Dame who I want to shout out, this is just popping into my head randomly, kid named Hunter Woods.
Remember that name.
You remember Hunter? Remember when I went to Cali Christmas, you got me those tickets for that concert?
That's right.
And Hunter's mom took us?
Yeah.
So Hunter was a dude I met freshman year. We played football together sophomore year. But him and I had always kind of like had this almost like unwritten friendship. And when I switched schools, we were always cool. And he came over one night for a New Year's Eve, like a couple years ago when I was still in LA. Like, we always find these little hidden pockets to where we catch up with each other and we say what's up. But he texted me the other day and was like, yo, see, you guys are doing a whole bunch of shit. It's real glad, you know, real glad to see you're doing what you're doing. Let's hang when you're in LA next. And so it's just nice to hear from Hunter. Like, there were a couple people from that school that I still see today. Like Charlie Wood, I still see. Hunter is somebody I still talk to. Those might be the fucking only two.
Riley?
Riley didn't go to Notre Dame.
Oh, okay.
Remember, Riley went to Loyola.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We kept trying to get his parents to transfer him to Notre Dame because he lived right down the street.
Yeah,
he drove an hour to school every morning to like K-Town.
Fucking
to go to Loyola. And I don't remember why, but I remember he was already there for a year or two. So he had like volleyball connections and he had his friends already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, bro, you live down the street from the school. And for some reason, his parents wouldn't let him go to Notre Dame.
Probably because they didn't want him going with you and Charlie. It would have been a drunk high extravaganza.
Yeah, but I mean, all guy school doesn't fucking help that much.
Yeah, no, it makes you want to drink some more. All right.
Yeah, trust me, with the friends, Fuck it. Yeah. But shout out Hunter Woods, man. Miss you, brother. I hope you're doing well.
Here we go.
Leave Navy.
From Megan. Hi, Josh and Jacob Wolf.
Hello, Megan.
I have a question for you both. What's your favorite memory with each other? I probably missed it if you guys answered. All right, Megan, thank you so much. Favorite memory with each other?
I got two. I want to go that first trip to the DR for the David Ortiz Celebrity Golf Classic.
That was a good
time. That was awesome.
And the first trip, just me and you, or the first trip altogether?
That was the first trip, me and you, the first trip altogether.
I think your mom came on the first trip.
Oh, I thought you meant first trip. Okay, yeah, no. So the first trip for you and I.
Yeah.
And
that was a good time.
That was a good time. And the second one for me is the first time we sat on the monster. That's a good one.
On the, tell everybody what that means, the monster.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The first time that my dad and I sat on the green monster at Fenway Park. Yeah. Fenway Park is where the Red Sox play.
Yeah, sat on the monster. Sounds like we took
a dirty euphemism. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That time we rode the monster.
Yeah, we sat on the monster. You know what that makes me think of? It's like that Austin Powers where they go, oh, yeah, and then she shat on a turtle.
Yeah.
But they're speaking proper English.
Hey,
God,
dude.
I fucking love that movie.
What?
But yeah, the first time on the monster, I have a video on my Snapchat of us singing Sweet Caroline, that seventh inning up there from that specific night. And it was, that's a good one. I remember that I shed one tear on that monster.
Yeah, dude. Tears of joy. I love it.
It's good. Yeah. That's the best seat in baseball. Okay. You cannot tell me different.
This is a very difficult question for me, and I'm going to narrow it down because it's a question for both of you. What's your favorite memory with each other? So I'm going to take out any memories that have like your mom or your brother and your sister in them. Okay.
5-4.
Yep. All right. So here we go. This is muy difícil, but it's definitely going to be with you as like a 4. I think it might be. Okay. I think it might be your very first T-ball game.
Okay. Blue Jays.
Yes.
I remember that team.
That's right.
Come on.
And the pure joy, the 100% joy you had on your face running around third base. Your first hit was a home run, as most people's are in T-ball, because you just kept running.
You just keep running, yeah.
But the pure joy running around third base, you were laughing and crying at the same time.
I feel like I remember that.
So happy.
Were we also on a Twins team as a T-ball team, or is it just the Blue Jays?
Blue Jays, I think. You only played 1 year T-ball.
I also cried when I got out the first time because I had never gotten out. And then like 4 games in, I had gotten tagged out.
I had to walk out on the field and explain to you that you were out.
Yeah. But we have a picture of that.
Yeah. The pure joy, dude, of you running around those bases, laughing and crying. And then just the jump hug at the end was just like, and it's a moment, but that is so, it's such a pure moment to me.
Right.
I don't know that I will ever forget seeing your face as you rounded third. Like, this dude is having the fucking
time of his life.
Oh my God.
Facts.
I'll tell you something, man. That's why kids laugh, because they haven't been jaded by life. It's pure, that pure
joy. Yeah, it's pure joy, 100%.
And it is.
You know, life hasn't ripped it out of him yet. just like I said the other day, tears of joy turned to tears of sadness real quick.
Real fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, everybody, we were in Des Moines this weekend. What a great weekend of shows.
Absolutely.
Right?
Really, really good time.
I mean, a great, great weekend of shows. Mm-hmm. And so I want to thank everybody who came out to the shows and bought merch and took pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We are making a Bring Your Kid to Work tour shirt.
Sick.
I think the idea that we have landed on, you want to tell everybody?
Yeah. Oh, is that the one that we talked about the other day?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be that iconic Michael Jackson photo, right? I think it's him.
Yeah, hanging blanket.
Yeah, hanging blanket out off the window.
So we'll just put my face on Michael Jackson's body and your face on blanket.
Yeah.
I think
it'd be super funny also. Maybe we'll reverse it and see if it looks funnier if it's switched.
My face on
a blanket and me on Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're good with whatever.
Might be funny, but we'll see. But yeah, we're gonna swap those up.
We are actively looking for Hey Man merch. I have to decide what we want that font to look like.
Yep.
But if you have any ideas for art and we use it, we will, of course, kick you some dough.
HeymanPod3As@gmail.com.
Yep. Heyman.
Send those in.
Yep. @gmail.com. And also keep your questions coming. Probably once a month, we'll do an email show.
Just for YouTube and whatnot?
Yeah, no, on here.
Oh, like just a question?
Yeah, this was mostly questions today, I think, wasn't it?
I think it was 50-50.
50-50?
Because we talked for a good 30.
Love the fact, I mean, by the way, you saying that 50 Cent is top five rap album of all time.
Get Rich or Die Trying?
Yeah.
Top five rap album of all time.
You know that he sung It's Your Birthday to Your Mom.
It's called Into Club.
Yeah, Into Club.
Get it right. But yeah, Get Rich or Die Trying, that album is so fucking good.
Top five. Give me your top five.
Oof.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
Get Rich or Die. This is no particular order.
Yeah.
Get Rich or Die Trying, Forest Hills Drive.
That's J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Let me see if I can name the artists.
Okay. Okay. I'm going Good Kid, Mad City.
G-Money.
No. Come on. I listen to
Kendrick Lamar.
There you go. Good Kid, Mad City, his first studio album. That's actually right after he released that in 2012. And Hunter and I went and saw him perform that for the very first time live at that Cali Christmas in December of 2012.
Okay, all right.
Which was fucking awesome.
Okay.
That's three. You caught me off guard with this one.
I know. You don't have to answer them all now. Those are your top three. Those are three for sure.
I'd probably put I'd try and put Chronic in there.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue with that.
And then for five, I don't know. Five, I'd have to look. I'd probably put an M album in there. Or you could take out, that last one I just said. You could put the Black album in there. You could put the first Marshall Mathers LP. You could put the Relapse album on there. I don't know. It's a lot. I think that's an interchangeable. I think Kanye's Homecoming could be on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? College Dropout could be up there.
Yeah.
That Nas album he just won a Grammy for is fucking crazy.
Yeah. There's so many good ones.
Kendrick's Damn that won a Pulitzer Award.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's a lot of really good options. I feel like top five for me is hard. Top 10 might be more doable for me. Okay. Next time.
Next one. And by the way, I want you to know I've gotten this whole
podcast. No, you flexed your pecs multiple times. I watched it happen.
No, not my arm. But I didn't flex my arm.
Comedian JoshWolf.comedy for tour dates and tickets. JoshWolf Comedy on all platforms. Like he said, we're in New Brunswick, New Jersey, this weekend. Come say what's up.
Lee Syatt is going to be there too.
Whoa! I love Lee.
Me too.
So we'll be there this weekend. And then Pittsburgh, and then Erie, Pennsylvania. The fourth, fifth, and sixth, I think is what it is. Third, fourth, and fifth. And then after that, on the 10th, we are in Jacksonville. And then 11th and 12th of August, we are in Orlando, Florida.
Don't forget Nashville on the 6th, the Bonanza Extravaganza. That show is going to be ridiculous.
You should start saying extravaganza like RuPaul does.
I don't know how she says it.
Bonanza Extravaganza.
Bonanza Extravaganza.
Yeah, I'm in for that. Okay, cool. Jake_Wolf on Instagram. It's Jake Wolf on TikTok. And hey, I'm streaming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Not today, though, because I have shit to do before we fly out tonight. But Monday, Tuesday, and sometimes Wednesdays, we're streaming back on Twitch. twitch.tv/youthfulwolf. Hopefully it'll pop up right here if you're watching, but if you're listening, that's what it is. We had a really fun stream last night. Got drunk with the boys, played some old school video games.
What were you getting drunk on?
Some spiked Simply Lemonades.
Shit.
So they're the Simply Lemonades, yeah. But it's like a seltzer. So they were all flavored.
And you're not a real drinker. Like how many does it take for you to feel a little something?
I mean, I drank four of them last night.
That's pretty good.
But I drank four in like 5 hours. So it's like one an hour. Yeah. Or one every, you get my mind.
I mean, listen, I don't drink anymore. So if I had two tequilas, I'd be shit faced.
Yeah. But so it was either the Simply Lemonades or a bottle of tequila. And I figured I wanted to get through my stream. So I decided not to drink the tequila. Because I tend to drink tequila faster than I can drink those seltzers some reason. Because this is what I started doing now, and it's so dangerous. I get fucked up really fast. I'll pour a drink, and then when it's kind of towards the end of it, I'll just pour more tequila in it and then a mixer. So I'm just like, my drink is never empty, and I'm never making a fresh drink. So I'm just always adding more tequila and more mixer to the tequila and mixer that are already in there. So yeah, I learned that lesson the hard way before we moved to Vegas.
How often do you think you drink? Like twice a month?
Not even. The last time I drank was when McKay came to drop off the merch.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, dude. I don't drink. Sometimes I'll drink if we're out at the casino. Like if we're having fun on the machine and I'm actually winning something, I'll get a drink. But I have alcohol at home for friends. That's what it's always been there.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
Yeah.
Josh Wolf Comedy on all socials.
MediaJoshWolf.com for tour dates and tickets. We're just going to go in circles. Thank you guys again for stopping by. Please stop with the ring or grudge shit that you're doing to the microphone.
Also, don't forget, tell a buddy, tell a friend. We're having so much fun on this podcast. Go ahead, lead us out.
What am I leading you out on?
You're supposed to say something. What do you say at the end of every
podcast? Oh, yeah. Look, thank you guys so much for being here. We really appreciate y'all. Tell somebody you love them and do something good for someone today. All right. We love you guys.
You're a good dude.
Talk to you later.
Later, everybody.